And welcome back to The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon. It's Tax Tip Tuesday. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, Tom.
I was told a recent IRS crackdown has involved reasonable compensation for S-Corp officers. Do you have any insight into this?
Well, Tom, yeah, you are correct on that. The IRS did announce in 2022 that that was going to be one of the things that auditors were going to be looking at, if an S-corporation is paying reasonable compensation to its owners. Now, keep in mind that S-corporation owners have always been required to take payroll. This is not something new, and I've had a few people ask me this, well, is this something new? And the answer to that is no, it's not something new, but it is something that the IRS is definitely going to start targeting. When you become an S-corporation, one of the requirements is if the owner works for the company, then they have to be paid reasonable compensation through payroll. It means they have to have W-2 wages and do all the things that come along with having employees for the business. And then once the tax return is filed, the officer's compensation is actually broken out, and it's listed on a separate line of the tax return from any other employee's payroll. Also, the amount of money that the officers drew out of the company as distributions is reported on another line. So this is really low-hanging fruit. If the auditor looks at your corporate return and it sees you took no officer's compensation, but you drew out, let's say, $80,000 in distributions, that definitely could flag for audit. Reasonable compensation, the amount of payroll is low in comparison to the amount of distributions, then that could definitely flag for audit. So if you're an S corporation, you want to make sure that you understand those rules and that you are taking reasonable compensation by year end.